Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Hello and welcome to the A24 project here on the Nerd Party Network. Every 2 weeks, we look at two films from the A24 filmography, and in between, we try and bring you interviews with the talent involved in bringing these films to the big screen. In this episode, I'm joined by Claudia Chiney, who worked on Midsommar as a cast assistant, but found herself cast as Terry, Danny's suicidal sister who kickstarts the entire film. Claudia takes us behind the scenes of Midsommar, how she was cast as Terry, and much, much more in this interview. Thanks to Claudia for joining me, and I hope you too will enjoy this interview. Thanks for listening. You've worked behind the scenes on a range of TV and film, from the upcoming Black Widow film to Midsommar, Amazon's Hannah, and Netflix The Alienist. Can you tell me how you got your break into the industry?
Well, first I was like an extra, but I don't know if you want to hear the very long story. So
I'm from
the countryside, from the eastern part of Hungary, and I came to the university here to Budapest. And meanwhile, the university, I just wanted to work so I can pay my, you know, my staff, and I have some salary. So I just seen the opportunity that you can go to films and movies like an extra. So I really started there. And actually, I'm very interested in this whole film industry, like, since my childhood. But I never really had the opportunity because we lived in the countryside. So there you don't have the opportunity. But when I was here, I just started to explore the opportunities. And I really liked and enjoyed my time on set as an extra either. And I just paid attention to the people, to the crew. I started to get to know people who are working here in Hungary, because we have, as you just said, we have lots of movies shooting here. And there are not so many people who do the job here, I mean, from Hungary. So I know lots of people, not everybody, of course, but most of the people, like the Hungarian crew members, I know them. So I just got the, because first I worked as a journalist after I finished the university, but I really didn't like it. So I just tried to find more opportunities. And once I just got the call from one of our friend that, okay, well, we would need some cast PA, so I don't know if you're available or interested. And of course I said yes. So that was The Alienist back then. This was my first movie which I worked on as a crew member. And since then I did a few stuff. I also did stunts, not that much. Like, if you've seen my IMDb page, it's only two. One of these was the Emerald City, and the other one, it's a Hungarian movie. Well, that one was quite difficult. I remember I was dragged by a motorboat in front of the parliament on the Danube. So it was quite painful, but I liked it very much. And I don't know, since then I just got the opportunities and I'm really happy about it. So I absolutely worked in the background, like, set PA, cast PA, and now I'm working at the production office. I think this is my third or fourth movie or series which I work on, like, at the production office.
So today we're going to focus on your performance and experience working on the set of Midsommar. When did you first hear about Ari Aster's film? When did it first come to your attention as something that was going to be coming and shooting in your beautiful country?
Well, first when I heard about it, it was when they asked me if I would like to work on that show. And of course, I just looked after what it is exactly. When Hereditary came out, I heard about him first, sorry. And I just read articles and everybody was like, oh my God, Ari Aster is like a genie. And yeah, it was the first time. And after that, they asked me if I would like to work on Midsommar. And the name was familiar to me then, yeah. So Yeah, I remember that I just tried to find a few articles, but back then, before they came here to shoot, there was not so many stuff or information about that. But I was very happy about it, and since it was a smaller movie, I was waiting for that to work on that movie too, because, you know, it's so different when you work on a smaller movie or a smaller film, or when you work on a bigger show, and the smaller movie was so much more familiar and friendlier, and yeah, I liked it very much.
Did you get around to seeing Hereditary before you started working on the Midsommar set?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm not into horror movies. So even if I read very good stuff about it, but I didn't dare to watch it. Yeah, I watched the Midsommar only because I worked on that show. But anyway, I'm very afraid of horror movies. So yeah, that's kind of funny, but. No.
You served two roles in the film, so we'll kind of focus on your first one. Sort of, you were the cast assistant on Midsommar. What does that role involve for those that might not be familiar with that role on set?
Well, it includes lots of things, but you have to be every time on set with the cast and make sure that they are feeling good and they have food and they have everything what they want. They are comfortable. And every time when they need to be on set, you're the one who accompany them to the set and just tell them the information that, I don't know, now you have like a 5 minutes break, and after that we need to go back, and well, stuff like this. But on Midsommar, I was with the Swedish cast, not the main cast, because main cast was the first six, and we have lots of Swedish cast, which were very friendly. So I was with them, with one of my very good friends. So we did this job like two person, not one, and it was very helpful because sometimes there was like more than 20 people on set from the Swedish cast, and you know, just you need to pay attention to 20 people. It's just not easy. So it was very helpful that I was not alone.
What was it like working with such this great Swedish cast? Because they get so much to play with in this film, that there's so many events they're involved in. What was it like watching them do their kind of stuff? Was there scenes that you were like, as you mentioned there, you're someone that's not a big horror fan. What was it like watching this cast carry out some of those horror scenes themselves?
Well, you know, the funny stuff is when you are there and you know how they do it, it's so different when you see it on screen. I cannot really explain this, I'm afraid, because all the time when you, for example, seen the bear, and there was the actor Lars, and he was like all red because of the blood, which is of course not blood. So I remember, for example, that I ran after him and gave him his lunch. It's you know, it's so different. It was very friendly. And on the other hand, we were shooting at Budakeszi, which is not far from Budapest, and it was all green. It was so beautiful. But even you can see it on the screen. It looks amazing. It's like in a fairy tale town or something. So I never felt that I'm afraid or anything else. It's every time it was so friendly and nice, even if it was a horror movie. So for me, it was not frightening at all. Never.
What were some of your favorite scenes to watch unfold? And that you thought, oh my God, when an audience sees this, they're going to absolutely love it. And as you mentioned the bear there, that was always one that people seem to love, the bear.
Well, one of my favorite scenes, when the main character just arrive and see this town for the first time. And I think my first impression was the same when I just went to the set and seeing it with my own eyes. It was just wow. You know, this wow feeling? Mm-hmm. So for me, one of my favorite scenes is that, but actually, Flo is very good in every scene. She's just amazing, like her performance. So I really like her scenes too. For example, when she just got the message that, or got the phone call that her family was killed, and her reaction, wow. For me, her performance was very shocking. I mean, in a very good way, just amazing. But it's hard because, you know, it was very strange when I just seen the movie. Every time I just recall some memory, you know, that day it was very hot. Oh, I remember we needed to shoot that scene like 40 times or something. Okay, not 40 times, but like 10 times or more. So I don't know. I couldn't watch it as like a normal person because I worked on it, and every time I just recalled my memories. So it's for me it was not the same as I just watched it like anybody else. So I don't know, but one of my favorite scene was when they just arrived and seen the whole town for the first time.
You touched on it there. That town is incredible to watch. On like the Blu-ray, for example, you see the construction of this town and the attention to detail, the designs, the artwork. What's it like to work on a set like that where you can take in so much and there's so much attention to detail? Do you kind of get caught up in that, looking at the artwork, for example?
Yeah, I was very impressed when I stepped. Do you know the big house?
Yeah.
Which is just full with paintings,
yeah.
The walls. So when I just first seen that, I was just like, again, a wow feeling that, oh my God, it looks just amazing. And like through the whole movie, Ari just paid attention on every little details, which is just amazing. Yeah, and not only Ari, but also Pavel, he was just nominated now, so I really hope that he will win because he did an amazing job too. So, well, yeah, and also the flowers, of course, it was like fake flowers, but you couldn't really know unless you just went very close. Well, and everything, like also the clothes. I've just seen that lots of news wrote about the clothes, which is just, again, wonderful. And it's a Hungarian costume designer who just found out all of these costumes. So, I don't know, lots of creative people worked on it, and you can see that they did an amazing job, yeah.
You touched on it earlier when you worked on these shows and films that you watch what's kind of going on around you and how people work. What was it like to watch someone like Ari Aster work? What was his style like, and what did you take away from watching him work?
Wow. Well, he's very, very kind guy. And, you know, he's very down to earth. And you can just see on him that he's very passionate also. And like a real artist, I would say, because he pays attention to every details, and when you just talk to you, he also explains everything to you, so, and he cares about you, which means a lot, and not only to the actors, he cared about everybody, like every crew members, you know, he was very kind, and I really enjoyed him to watch how he works, and also when he gave me like instructions, then it was so easy to follow him, you know, because during the scenes he was just talking to the actors and always told you what you need to do, and it was just so easy to follow him. So he gave quite clear instructions every time, and yeah, it was just amazing. I cannot wait which will be his next movie. I hope he will come back to Hungary, really.
So then you got approached for sort of the role of Danny's sister, Terry, which really launches Danny on her journey through this film. How did you get approached for that role?
Well, this is a very, very funny story, I think. So one day I was just on the set, and Taylor, he was Ari's assistant, just came to me, and I was like, okay, sure, he will ask me if where is, I don't know, somebody, where can he find the cafe, or should I just bring him a cafe or something. And instead of these questions, he asked me that, hey, how are you doing with acting? And I was like, oh, well, this is the question what I didn't expected, but, you know, I was kind of shocked. But I just told him what I've done. So as I just mentioned before, I'm from a very small town. So there I was in the school, like in the drama club member for 8 years, but it's not really like big experience. So I just told him this, and I was extra, and sometimes I did like a bigger part extra, but nothing special. And also my pronunciation is not good. And I just told him this, and he was like, okay, but you don't have to talk, but you really look like Flo, because I don't know, maybe we just stand next to each other like a few days before. And I know that the actress who was originally casted, she couldn't come because of her theater work. Because at that point they knew that who will play Terry, they need to travel to the US to shoot for a few days. And the originally casted actress couldn't go there. So they needed to find someone else. And it was quite an easy solution for them because, you know, I was all the time on set. And yeah, they thought that we look like each other a little bit. I don't know, maybe. So... yeah, and I was like, okay, why not? It's just a great opportunity. I'm really happy to take it, and I've never been to the US before, so it's gonna be fun, sure. And it was fun. Yeah, it was great fun.
What was it like to shoot that scene? Because it's quite a horrific image in a way that you've been asked to take on. What was it like to prepare for that scene? And when you read it in the script, was it how you visualized it?
Well, you know, one thing that I was wondering about, why she did this to her and to her family, because, you know, it's just so cruel, not only to her, but to everybody in her family, like not even killing yourself. You know, I just try to find out what could be her reason to do it. And I just pictured, like, as I read the script, that how it looks like, which kind of facial expressions does she use and stuff like this. But actually, when I was there, Ari just told me what to do. And as I said before, it was just so easy to follow him. It's very amazing. For example, there is a scene when we watch the TV. I don't know if you know that scene. Mm-hmm. We are just sitting on a couch with my parents, and I'm very sleepy, and I almost fall asleep. And at one point, I just look to the camera. So he was like talking to me through the whole scene until we were shooting it. And yeah, it was very easy to follow him, like all the instructions. Or for example, the scene when they found me. I mean, the police found me. The makeup lady, Abigail, she was amazing too. I'm very happy that I met her. So she just put some mascara on me, and Ari just said that, well, he doesn't think that Terry would use any mascara, because at this stage she's just so depressed that she doesn't care about mascara and makeup. So, you know, as I mentioned, all the details, like these kind of details, and I was like, wow. So he really knew all the character, of course, and he had a reason why he did this or this, and he could explain it. Like, and this is only just a small thing. So, yeah. That scene was not easy, though. I was very, very tired, jet lagged. I was not hungry. So I enjoyed my time there so much that I forgot to eat, actually. And Salt Lake City is above the sea level. So it's like different, the air and everything, than here in Budapest. So basically, I just fainted before the scene. And everybody was like, oh my God, eat muffins. And they gave me Coke. They was very cute. So I was well after that, like I needed 15 minutes and I was like, okay. And after we took that scene, which was like, well, I think more than an hour. And if you remember, it's quite a long shot and I couldn't move and I needed my eyes open. So actually, maybe it seems easy, but it was not. And we did like 10 take at least. So, but I really liked it. And meanwhile, when we were shooting, I just told myself that, okay, keep going, keep going. And it was quite the same when we were shooting the Papa Pia, which is just a Hungarian movie. And I was a stand there. And when they dragged me on the motorboat at the Danube, it's very painful. And you have to be strong because you needed to pull yourself after the boat, actually. So it was not easy at all. And I remember that I told the same things to me that, okay, keep going, you can do it. So yeah, it was like more than an hour, but I was very happy and yeah, I'm very grateful that they chose me.
It must be the ultimate compliment to say, hey, you look like Florence Pugh, come along, be our sister, be in our film, travel to America. That must be so surreal.
Yeah, actually I feel very lucky about that. Yeah.
What kind of, you touched on sort of the direction Ari gave you in your scene. Did he sort of give you much of an insight into sort of the character's kind of emotional state, you know, this murder, suicide, bipolar? Did he sort of give you much of an insight into the character of Terry?
Yeah, absolutely. He gave me instruction and insight too, but it was more like she talked to me when we were shooting and she gave me the instructions, so it was not so much about the statement, not that much. I mean, he just explained me the character, of course, but yeah, usually he just talked to me during the scenes and yeah, this was very helpful.
There's a fantastic picture. It's how I sort of stumbled across you. There's this fantastic picture of you on your Instagram account in sort of one of these midsummer white dresses and a flower crown on set. How did that sort of come around?
Well, there is the scene when they have chosen Flo to be the May Queen and they are celebrating her. And when she's high because of some drugs, what she needed to drink in the scene, then she sees her mother, her father, and also me. I think it's not quite clear to everyone because, of course, they cannot really recognize me without a pipe, basically. So, yeah, it was taken when we were shooting that scene.
What was it like to shoot that scene that you've almost get these exciting roles, you get working on the film, then you get to open the film as one of the kind of these critical characters, and then there you are getting to play on the set, you know, in this sort of amazing kind of costume and design. What was it like to get into that, you know, that costume and be part of that scene?
Well, I have to tell you that in that costume, everybody felt like a prince and princesses, I think. Me too. And it was very funny because I was just in the costume, but still the walkie-talkie was on me. And I was like also working on set. And it was very, very, very funny to do both of the things at once. I had a little bit similar experience during the Alienist because there they needed one of the characters a friend and they didn't have like as a background, so they just dressed me and I was on that scene too, but it was like, you know, just I was basically only standing there next to the character, but it was very funny because I was dressed and I had the walkie-talkie with me, So again, it happened. So it was very funny. I have a picture when they do my hair, and I have the walkie-talkie and the sports shoes on me and this dress. So it was very funny, and of course everybody, the crew members, were like very happy about it that I was in the clothes. So yeah, it was a funny experience. Yeah.
Did you expect the sort of this you know small role that you had to have such an impact that you know people are looking at your character there in that dress and going, well, the pattern on her dress represents uncertainty and mystery, and you know they're looking into your you know how your character's responding. You know, I've seen people say that Terry in that scene, you know, this hallucination is you see sorrow on the face, and then you know since the Blu-rays come out, people have noticed these kind of the trees that look like your face with the pipe coming out of it. Did you ever expect like this role to explode in such a way where people are dissecting how you dress in a film, looking and seeing your face in trees? What's that like to be on the outside, kind of looking in on, you know, something that you've done?
Well, I didn't expect it at all. It was the same thing when they just asked me, and I really expected the question, would you mind just bring a coffee to me, you know, and instead of this, they just asked me, how are you doing with acting? It's the same thing, and I really cannot imagine still that they really, really care about me. I mean, it was kind of important character because so that we know why Flo is in this statement and why is she crying all the time and stuff, but no. I'm very surprised, basically.
It must be, it just seems so surreal that, you know, that
the
internet has
absolutely
discovered your character, and it's like, right, it's such a film that people seem to get so passionate about, reading into every little detail. It seems so exciting.
Yeah, absolutely, and I really never imagined that. So just meet Ari and be chosen by him, and all this stuff that happened to me, it's just all surrealistic, and like this my first trip to the US and everything, it just, well, unimaginable still. Sometimes I really need to recheck my pictures that, oh, really, that happened, because it's like everybody, when I just told them that I was chosen to the character for Terry, like for the crew members, they were like, really? I cannot believe that. So yeah, it was very funny. Or when I went to the costume fitting and I just went in, anyway, I was there like daily, three times at least in a day, because of the actors, if they are, you know, dressed, not yet, can they come, etc., etc. And I just popped in and I said that, hey, I'm here for my costume fitting. it's just an amazing experience, and I didn't expect that someone will just look for me and wants to talk to me about it. You know, I just didn't think that I could be like interesting for someone, you know. It just, yeah, was a surprise.
When was the moment that you realized that people are kind of interested in my character here and want to kind of learn more? Was there a specific moment when you realized this wasn't just a part in a film, this has kind of become something a bit more for you potentially?
Well, maybe when I just posted that picture and lots of people commented and liked that photo, I was surprised, and I was like, well, they really recognize me, you know. and I got lots of messages too, and yeah, they said that they really liked the movie, and yeah, how big impact they had because of me. And well, it feels very good actually, but I never expected this, so I was very surprised, and still I am, that they really, really interested. And on the other hand, I think it's a very important question, and maybe that's because they are so interested, because this tragedy just happened because of a depression or something, and we really need to talk about these things also. because mental health is very important. So maybe I think they are interested because of this also.
When was the first time you got to see the finished film?
When it premiered in Hungary, actually. We went together with the Hungarian crew and watched it. And when we came out, they said that, oh my God, you looked really freaky. And I was like, yeah, even I was surprised. There is the scene, you know, the rock, in mm-hmm. front of the rock, and suddenly I just opened my eyes, and I didn't expect that either, and I was just surprised that, oh, okay, that was freaky.
What was it like seeing yourself up on the big screen in such a unique way as well?
Well, it was so natural. You know, it was very natural. Maybe that's strange, but it was so natural. Like, when I was worked on it and see all the other scenes, it was just, yeah, natural. I was not surprised about it, or...
Has this film helped you overcome your fear of horror movies? If you can get through Midsommar, you can get through any other one.
Well, I have to tell you, for Midsommar, I think I was the scariest in Midsommar, and I know myself, so I still couldn't dare to watch like a very freaky horror movie. No, I'm still not there. Maybe later, but. When Harry Potter came out, and there was how it was, you know, the black kind of like ghost looking creatures.
Yeah, I know the one.
Sub the happiness.
Uh-huh.
How they call it? I don't remember.
Is it Death Walkers or something like that? I'm not a Harry Potter person, so I'm not too clued up.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I've only ever seen a couple of them.
You're not a Harry Potter.
I know, person. It's shocking.
Yeah, it's absolutely shocking. Yeah, okay, I don't remember their names, but even there in Harry Potter, I was like, oh my God, I don't dare to watch it. So, well, no, I'm not a horror person.
The film's been critically acclaimed and popular kind of in the UK, America. What's been the reaction in Hungary to this film that is very much a production of that country? You know, it has its own people behind the camera and in front of the camera as well. What's been the reaction in Hungary to it?
I think they liked it too. Actually, as I told you, I watched with my colleagues, and I think it was very good in Hungarian movies too. Also, my parents went there and watched it, and they liked it very much. My mother was under the impression, like, for 3 days, and she was like, she just thought about the story, and she was like, okay, but why did this character do that? And she just called me sometimes, like, randomly in the middle of the day, and, well, wait, I have another question. And it was really good to see that she's really into the story, and she just thinks about it. And I think it was the same with lots of people, and not only UK, US, also here in Hungary.
What's it like to have been involved with such a great film and kind of working on an A24 film? Have they got much of a reputation in a place like Hungary?
Well, here in Hungary, I think Hereditary was very successful too. But I think Hungarian people don't really know the A24. I mean, actually, they don't know the A24, but the movies they know. But I have to tell you, I don't think that they are really into the background. I mean, like these kind of things, that who made the movie and stuff, they are more into the story. I mean, who's not really a movie fan. For example, when I go to the movie, I just watch the whole crew list after the movie, but most of the people just go out from the room after the movie finished. So
one of those things that we always ask everyone that we get on here is, do they have a favorite A24 film? Are there any standouts for you? Obviously, we can exclude Hereditary from that list.
Yeah, but I think I will watch it, because actually I'm very curious. I just didn't have the time yet because no, I'm working on another show, and actually I'm still at the office. Yeah, so maybe for Christmas break we will have more time. So I think I will watch it, but definitely Midsommar is my favorite, and it will be my favorite. Even any other very good movies will come out, because, you know, it's just a personal thing for me. So it's going to be my favorite.
And kind of finally, you've touched on it with your work on Midsommar and the projects you've been involved in. Hungary is becoming more popular for Hollywood films. You know, I mentioned to you sort of before we started recording that I was in Budapest last year, and I was watching the trailer for like Gemini Man recently. I was like, oh, that's Budapest. I was there recently. I recognize that scene. What is it about Budapest and Hungary that's attracting filmmakers from Ari Aster to Ang Lee and everyone in between to come and shoot just now? And what's that kind of industry like out there?
Well, I think I can just tell this, like, every Hungarian crew members are very grateful for that they just explored Budapest, and know there are so many movies that sometimes they cannot even find the crew members from here, from Hungary. So it's just amazing because it's booming, really, in the past few years. Well, you know, all the time there are more shows, like, at the same time they are shooting, and sometimes, like, one day one show uses one studio and after another show comes. Well, personally, I'm very happy about that, and I really hope that I can work on lots of movies here in Budapest. Also, Budapest is beautiful, and it has a very good thing that Budapest can be Istanbul, Budapest can be Moscow, or whatever you want, actually. You can dress Budapest in very different ways. We also have very good crew, I think, very creative crew also. Studios, you know, the tax rebate and everything. So, and also, I think we just proved that we can make good movies here and have the crew who comes from somewhere and just work together. So no, here is kind of system which works very, very well. So I think in Europe, London is the first, and Budapest and Prague are the second. And I'm not sure if Budapest is more popular now than Prague. I'm not sure about that, but it makes me very proud.
I'm not going to dare to ask you any questions about Black Widow. Obviously, it's, you know, so secret and surprising. But I suppose I will just ask a very general question. You know, obviously, it's your second film working with Florence Pugh. What's it like? Is there a sense of pride to be, you know, have a big Marvel movie like that come to Hungary and to play a role in that sort of, in that production and coordinating things? You know, I'm excited for this film. You know, it looks like a great cast.
Well, me too.
You know,
me too.
Are you excited for the world to see this movie and to have played a role in it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited about it. And I just met Flo there, and she was so cute. And
reunion.
Met, like, for 5 minutes, because she was very busy. I was very busy, but it was so great to see her and meet her again. And well, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be amazing, and that was my other favorite show which I had the chance to work on, next to Midsommar, of course. And I'm pretty sure it's gonna be amazing, and people will like it. There's gonna be lots of very, very adventurous scenes. But yeah, I'm afraid I cannot tell more, but yeah. People will like it.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for me, again, this is just the personal stuff that I remember when I was 12 and we came to Budapest, like, only for one day with my parents. And I just read in the newspapers that Steven Spielberg is here filming Munich back in 2006. And I was like, oh my God, they are here. I want to see him. It's back then when I was 12, I knew only him as a great director. And I was like, oh, I wish I just could meet him and see what he's doing there and how film set looks like and stuff. But I remember we couldn't go there because I don't know all the details. I don't remember all the details. I just remember the feeling, how bad was it that I couldn't go there and couldn't watch. And now when we were working on this Marvel show, and I could just go inside because, you know, there were lots of people, of course, who just checked what's happening here. And it was such a great feeling just to step inside to the set and be there. And I recall this memory, and yeah, it was just great. So I'm very happy about all this situation, that Budapest is very popular among the filmmakers, and I had this chance to also be in front of the camera and not only behind. And also I really hope that I will have the chance maybe one time when they will need a, I don't know, Hungarian character, which they never need actually, but who knows. So yeah, I'm really waiting for the next year, for example, which show will come, and yeah, I'm waiting for it.
And finally, if people wanted to keep up to date with your career, you know, learn more about your roles, what's kind of coming out, where's the kind of best places to follow you on online?
Well, I would say my Instagram page. I update it once a while, not like every day, but I have lots of stories and pictures, and I really like to travel, so most of the time I just post about my travels, where I go, because also my Instagram page is mostly for me to record good memories, you know, when you just make a picture and it just stays with you, and when I'm just like sad or something, I just go and check my pictures. And yeah, I just remember that, oh, it was great when I was there, or I did that. So yeah, I would say so, my Instagram page.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Claudia. It's been an absolute pleasure to go behind the scenes of Midsummer with you today and to hear your passion for your country and why it's becoming one of the most kind of popular places for Hollywood and cinema to shoot just now. It's I think you're going to have a lot of great memories in the future to put on that Instagram page and to smile with.
Well, I would like to say thank you for the opportunity.